Good afternoon. Welcome to Oremus Communications Internet Radio. This is Cora Linda Tagle.
And Emily Osmond.
From the Legion of Mary and St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hocassin, Delaware. Today is December 28, 2018. After the Divine Mercy Chaplet, we will talk about the Feast of the Holy Innocents, which is celebrated today. And tomorrow, December 29, is the Feast of St. Thomas Becket, after which we will pray the Novena of Priests.
Welcome to the Hour of Great Mercy, brought to you by the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium here at St. Mary the Assumption in Hocassin, Delaware. As to the history of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, in 1935, St. Faustina received a vision of an angel sent by God to chastise a certain city. She began to pray for mercy, but her prayers were powerless. Suddenly, she saw the Holy Trinity and felt the power of Jesus' grace within her. Then she found herself pleading with God for mercy with the words she heard interiorly.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us.
As she continued saying this inspired prayer, the angel became helpless and could not carry out the deserved punishment. The next day, as she was entering the chapel, she again heard this interior voice, instructing her now to recite the prayer that the Lord later called the Chaplet. This time, after "Have mercy on us," were added the words, "and the whole world." From then on, she recited this form of prayer almost constantly, offering it especially for the dying. In subsequent revelations, the Lord made it clear that the chaplet was not just for her, but for the whole world. He also attached extraordinary promises to its recitation. Encourage souls to save the chaplet which I have given you. Whoever will recite it will receive great mercy at the hour of death. When they say this chaplet in the presence of the dying, I will stand between my Father and the dying person, not as the just judge, but as the merciful Savior. Priests will recommend it to sinners as their last hope of salvation, even if there were a sinner most hardened. If he were to recite this chaplet only once, he would receive grace from my infinite mercy. I desire to grant unimaginable graces to those souls who trust in my mercy. Through the chaplet, you will obtain everything if what you ask for is compatible with my will. Prayed on ordinary rosary beads, the chaplet of the Divine Mercy is an intercessory prayer that extends the offering of the Eucharist, so it is especially appropriate to use it after having received Holy Communion at Holy Mass. It may be said at any time, but our Lord specifically told St. Faustina to recite it during the 9 days before the Feast of Mercy, the first Sunday after Easter. He then added, "By this novena of chaplets, I will grant every possible grace to souls." It is likewise appropriate to pray the chaplet during the Hour of Great Mercy, 3 o'clock each afternoon, recalling the time of Christ's death on the cross. In his revelations to St. Faustina, our Lord asked for a special remembrance of his passion at that hour. Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. A fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
Today, being the Feast of Holy Innocents, also known as Childermass, Innocents Day, and the Feast of Holy Innocents, is a holiday which falls on different days in the Western and Eastern Christian churches. In Western churches, it is celebrated on December 28th, and in Eastern churches, it is celebrated on December 29th. The purpose of this holiday is to commemorate the massacre of children by King Herod as he was attempting to kill baby Jesus. These children have been regarded as the first martyrs of the early church and have been celebrated way before the 5th century when it was celebrated as part of Epiphany. However, by the 5th century, it had become a separate festival and eventually became a saint's day. The story of Herod is told in the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 18. In this story, Herod was a king of Judea who was very unpopular with his people. He was indifferent to religion and had connections with the Roman Empire. This unpopularity caused him to be extremely fearful and someone was going to kill him and seize his throne. So he took every opportunity to eliminate his rivals and make sure that he had no enemies. Then one day, Eastern astrologers came to him and asked him about the whereabouts of the newborn king of the Jews. They were told that Jewish scriptures named Bethlehem as the place in which the next Messiah would be born, and having seen his king star, decided to pay him homage. Herod told them they should report back to him when they have found him, so he too could pay homage to the newborn king. These astrologers found Jesus, the newborn king, and offered up their gifts to him. However, they received a warning from an angel that told him to avoid Herod, which they did. Jesus was then able to escape to Egypt. Unable to find Jesus, Herod became enraged and ordered all of the boys under the age of 2 in Bethlehem to be put to death. Holy Innocents is a holiday, as a holiday, can be traced back in the year 485 AD, when it was celebrated as a feast in the Western Church, or more specifically, in the Leonine Sacramentary. However, it wasn't celebrated as its own feast, but was instead a part of the Feast of the Epiphany, and was celebrated in January. Eventually, sometime after the 5th century, it became decoupled with Epiphany and became its own feast day. In modern times, it has been known as Holy Innocents Day, Childer Mass, Children's Mass, and Innocents Day. It is celebrated on the 27th in the Marianite Church, Syriac Orthodox Church, and the Syro-Malakara Catholic Church, and on December 28th in the Church of England, the Lutheran Church, and the Roman Catholic Church, and on January 10 in the Syro-Malabar Catholic Church. This holiday has been practiced in different ways by different people all throughout history. Prior to the 17th century, it was customary to spank your children at sunrise on Holy Innocents to remind them of the suffering innocents of Bethlehem had to endure. Today, however, that practice has fortunately died down for the most part. Up until 1962, priests in the Roman Catholic Church would wear violet vestments for this holiday. However, it was changed to red vestments during that year. Nowadays, people often attend churches in which the priest says a prayer called the Blessing of the Children. In Mexico, it is celebrated with pranks, much like the same way that April Fool's Day is celebrated. Let us reflect on this feast day. The Holy Innocents are few in comparison to the genocide and abortion of our day. But even if there had been only one, we recognize the greatest treasure God put on earth, the human beings, destined for eternity and graced by Jesus' death and resurrection.
Saint of the day for December 29, Saint Thomas Becket. This is his story. A strong man who wavered for a moment, but then learned one cannot come to terms with evil, and so became a strong churchman, a martyr, and a saint. That was Thomas Becket, Archbishop of Canterbury, murdered in his cathedral on December 29, 1170. His career had been a stormy one. While Archdeacon of Canterbury, he was made Chancellor of England at the age of 36 by his friend King Henry II. When Henry felt it advantageous to make his Chancellor the Archbishop of Canterbury, Thomas gave him fair warning. He might not accept all of Henry's intrusions into church affairs. Nevertheless, in 1162, he was made archbishop, resigned his chancellorship, and reformed his whole way of life. Troubles began. Henry insisted upon usurping church rights. At one time, supposing some conciliatory action possible, Thomas came close to compromise. He momentarily approved the constitutions of Clarendon, which would have denied the clergy the right of trial by a church court and prevented them from making direct appeal to Rome. But Thomas rejected the constitutions, fled to France for safety, and remained in exile for 7 years. When he returned to England, he suspected it would mean certain death. Because Thomas refused to remit censures he had been placed upon bishops favored by the king, Henry cried out in rage, "Will no one rid me of this troublesome priest?" Four knights, taking his words as his wish, slew Thomas in the Canterbury Cathedral. Thomas Becket remains a hero saint down to our own times. Let us reflect. No one becomes a saint without struggle, especially with himself. Thomas knew he must stand firm in defense of truth and right, even at the cost of his life. We also must take a stand in the face of pressures against dishonesty, deceit, destruction of life at the cost of popularity, convenience, promotion, and even greater goods. Saint Thomas Becket is the patron saint of Roman Catholic secular clergy. Now we will pray the prayer for priests from Saint Faustina. O my Jesus, I beg you, on behalf of the whole Church, give us holy priests. You yourself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of your mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of your mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests, for you can do all things. Novena for priests. Jesus, Good Shepherd, you sent us the Holy Spirit to guide your church and lead her faithful to you through the ministry of your priests. Through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, grant to your priests wisdom in leading, faithfulness in teaching, and holiness in guarding your sacred mysteries. As they cry out with all the faithful, Abba, Father, may your priests be ever more closely identified with you in your divine sonship, and offer their own lives with you, the one saving victim. Make them helpful brothers of one another and understanding fathers of all your people. Renew in your priests deeper faith, greater trust in you, childlike reliance on our Mother Mary, and unwavering fidelity to the Holy Father and his bishops. Holy Mary,
intercede for your priests.
Saint Joseph,
protect them.
Saint Michael,
defend them.
Saint John Vianney, pray for them. Thank you all for listening. We welcome your comments. Please send them via email to legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. Again, it's legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. And finally, we would like to acknowledge the following who made this broadcast possible. Father Dillingham, pastor of the St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church, Hockessin, Delaware, United States of America. Tony McGinley of Oremus Communications, A.J. Loporto, who provided the music, and the members of the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium. Thank you, and please listen again next Friday at 3 p.m.